thing gonna change. Your time now, baby. After a while, gonna do mine, gonna be mine. One of these days, baby, I'm morning drawing, baby. Won't be long, long, thing gonna change. Sometime in the middle of the night, I get so lonely, so lonely, so lonely. Thing gonna change, thing gonna change. Change, change, change. Up the road, baby, thing gonna change, 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 baby. Your time now, baby, but after a while, gonna be my time, baby.
Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 28th. 2014, and we take John Lee Hooker's love song and transform it into a love song to the human family. One of these days, things are going to change, sisters and brothers. We're going to love one another. We're not going to leave one another. We're not going to forsake one another. We're going to uphold one another, uplift one another, help one another, sustain one another. We're going to absolutely be the image of the Almighty, totally personified and manifested within our total spiritual, mental, and moral construct. We're going to go into that spirit of the universe before the grosser matter. Well, I'm pressing on this because as I'm thinking about it, I'm still understanding it better. See, sisters and brothers, the scientists tell us that at some time, before time, there was the waters. Nothing going on, nothing happening. Total oneness, total peace. But then, at a certain time, a long time ago, there was light and there was sound, and this infinitesimal point of light and sound transformed those waters into the mass, matter, and material universe that we have today. So when this definition of spirit says the spirit, the simple essence, devoid of all grosser matter, is talking about the time before the light transformed the waters. And the word essence is the intrinsic nature or indispensable quality of something. So we're talking about the character and quality of the universe. The spirit of the universe, the E of the universe in Einstein's equation, the energy spirit of the universe, the left side of the equation, E equals MC squared. The MC squared is the time that we have come through Ptah, the mind, and now Ptah has given birth to Atum, and Atum is the crystals Atum is the Ra. Atum is the force of light, that infinitesimal point of light and sound that transforms the waters from the original state that was devoid of all grosser matter. Now the light transforms those waters into the mass, matter, and material of the universe, in the universe, material universe that we have grown accustomed to today. I hope we understand, because I hope that I understand this. This is the first time that I have taught the spirit in this manner, because I keep myself engrossed in the teaching of Africa. So the Africans taught this reality. So we have to go into that time immemorial. We have to go back into that time before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, and we were alive as the Christ body, as the body of Christ in the waters of noon, peaceful, tranquil, orderly, no chaos, love and peace and righteousness and truth and tranquility, receiving the instruction from the Almighty, so now we may exercise in that spirit, in that rational spirit, as we are now being empowered to, as the Christ, Ra Atum, transform those waters for the purpose of bringing oneness, bringing us back to that original oneness in the waters. We take that lesson. And we see that lesson played out in Islam. We see the Hajj. We see the human family take off their garments and don the white tunic. The white of the tunic denotes the Christ, Ra Atum, the light. They march around the black stone of the Kaaba. Ka is spirit. Ba is soul. We're getting in tune with that original time. We're getting in tune with that original spirit of the universe, that original soul of the universe. That's the Kaaba. Those words in Islam, they come from African Egypt. Ka for spirit, Ba for soul. And see, the black stone of the Kaaba. The black stone represents the waters of noon, the spirit energy of the universe before the grosser matter. And so when you march around the black stone of the Kaaba all dressed in white, you and I are acting out the infinitesimal point of light and sound, and light and sound transforming the original waters of noon into the grosser matter and material, mass, matter, and material universe. This is science being played out right in front of our eyes. But we have to get in tune with that time before the grosser matter, so we can see that our mission is to work to bring order out of chaos, and order and tranquility out of chaos, and bring all of us back into the oneness of the Almighty. Further, the spirit is possessed of the power of knowing, desiring, deciding, and acting. This reminds me of Frank Jeff Chopra. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. Frank Jeff Chopra. Systems of Life. I'm not saying that correctly, but he has written a book, The System's View of Life, I believe it is. The System's View of Life, in which he, as I believe he's from India, coming from the Hindu perspective, but giving us this ancient African wisdom, whether he knows it's from Africa or not. Frank Jeff Chopra is teaching that the universe has an energy, that the universe is alive, and that the mechanism of the universe to facilitate life operating as systems And there was another word he used as well, but operating as systems, meaning living organism, acting with living organisms to produce living organisms that the universe is thinking and living and being and deciding and desiring and acting. That although we think you need a brain for that, but that same principle of thinking and reasoning and deciding and acting, you see operating in the blade of grass, who we would say has no brain, but yet is acting in the same way that our brains act and behave. But we can say that the universe is a brain if we would like to describe it that way, because we remember Ptah is the brain, the mind. So the mind of the universe is alive. The mind of the universe is thinking and desiring and deciding and acting. Friedrich Chopra talked about how the plans for the construct of the universe were in existence before the construct of the universe. What are you talking about, Friedrich Chopra? You're talking about the time before the grosser matter, the time when the spirit energy of the universe and the waters of noon were in that original form, that original reality, before the grosser matter, before the coming of the 1 through 9, before the God of matter that we know as Christ transformed those waters into the mass, matter, material universe that we have today. Freight Jeff, you're talking about that time before the Christ did that transforming work. You're talking about that time of the waters of noon, peaceful, tranquil, oneness, all of us alive, receiving the instruction of the Almighty. A life-giving spirit. This is tied to the definitions of spirit, mother, Holy Spirit in the European Greek language. We know they call her he, it. We know her as her and she, our mother. Life-giving spirit. See, the birth process, father implants the seed into the mother, and that womb takes the seed, grows the seed into a new life. And then that womb does what? Gives life to, gives, manifests, gives birth to that life outside of the womb, so that life can now function as an independent entity. So the womb is giving life. The womb is taking the eternal life germ from the male. The sperm is eternal. That life in the sperm is eternal, and as I understand it, is haloed with light, because that light and that life is eternal, and the womb takes that eternal life, transforms that eternal life into the baby through the various stages, and that child, baby, grows to term and is delivered. So the womb does the work of giving life. This is the life-giving spirit. So when we check the universe and check the spirit energy of the universe, and we see that the universe, the spirit energy of the universe is life-giving, always giving life, always giving life. Next on the definition, a human soul that has left the body. So we see that the soul is connected to the spirit of the universe. This is exactly what was taught by the Africans, African Nubian, African Ethiopian, African Dogon, African Kemet, African Twa. Those Africans taught about the soul and how the soul's journey is to journey to the spirit of the universe and become reborn as the spirit of the universe. So the Ba is the soul. And the Ba is to be reborn in the Ka spirit of the universe. So here we see that the one of the definitions of the spirit is a human soul that has left the body. This is talking about the ancient African teaching of astral projection, transmigration of the soul as we transmigrate this physical life. We are to study the spirit energy of the universe and understand the grosser matter of this physical life, the grosser matter of this system, become free of the grosser matter, become free of the constraints of the system as we tune in to the spirit energy of the universe. And then, not even at the time, as we would say, physical death, but look, while we live, we must understand this truth and reality. We transmigrate out of this body. We astral project out of this body. We rise above. We come up. We ascend out of the physical world into the scientific spirit energy reality of the universe, so that we may know and understand the spirit energy of the universe, that time before the grosser matter, so that we may understand what our mission is on this earth, in this physical world, in this physical body, so that we, like Christ, may transform the waters in this day and time, transform the systems, the governments, the constitutions into the new civilization, new constitutions, new governments, and new universal order of truth, justice, and righteousness. Lord have mercy. A spirit higher than man, but lower than God, i.e. an angel. So now we're checking the angels. And further on that definition, used of demons or evil spirits who were conceived as inhabiting the bodies of men. So now we have to understand good angels and bad angels. Good spirit energy entities and bad spirit energy entities. Good Elohim, gods and goddesses. Bad Elohim, gods and goddesses. And when you check the word Yahuwah in the Old Testament and the word Elohim in the Old Testament, and then you take those definitions and compare them to Theos in the New Testament, we begin to see that from Yahuwah all the way down to the spirit energy entities, all the way down to ourselves, to every facet of the universe, we are talking about a civilization. Full and complete civilization on every level, including judicial system. And when we go into words having to do with hearing and seeing, you begin to see words having to do with the construct of civilization, the construct of a judicial system. So what are we talking about? We are saying that we must follow Yahuwah, and how Yahuwah has set up the whole of the universe, and how Yahuwah has set up the good spirit energy entities, angel, good angel spirit energy, Elohim, gods, goddesses, energy entities, and how we are to set up a civilization of truth, justice, and righteousness with pastures. And pastures is defined in Jeremiah as rulers, leaders, governors. So we want to set up leadership that is in accord with Yahuwah, Father, Mother, Yahuwah, and the universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, and life. Now, the opposite of that is Satan and his government and civilization and institutions and judicial system. I'm reminded of a shooting incident in Ohio that took place some time ago, a couple of months ago, I believe. Police asked a man to reach for his license. The brother, the black man, reaches for his license. The cop shoots the brother four times. So-called scared, the man is following the instruction of the cop to go after the license. And the cop, I believe it's a white cop, shoots the brother four times. The brother survives the shooting. And you say, thank God the cop was a bad shot. You shoot at a man four times and the man survives. And I believe the jury said the cop was innocent. And you have police in Ferguson, Missouri, wearing patches, uniting with the cop that killed that black man in Ferguson, Missouri. What's going on? We're looking at the system as wicked, terrible, and corrupt. We're looking at bad energy, spirit entities operating in men. Did it not say just now in the definition concerning the demons being the evil spirits, God and the angel, good spirits, goddess and the angels, good spirits? But you have fallen angels that are called demons and have bad spirit energies that are conceived as inhabiting the bodies of men. So these poor working class men and women who joined the police force have been inhabited by bad spirit energy, demonic fallen angel entities doing the bidding of judges who are corrupt with the same fallen angel, demonic, evil spirit energy entities doing the bidding of those who are corrupt in government, those who are corrupt in the financial institutions, those who are corrupt in the religious institutions, those who are corrupt in the educational institutions, inhabited a bad civilization, a bad judicial system, an evil judicial system, evil fallen angelic demonic spirit energy entities. When you look at Baal, all this time I thought every time you see Baal is evil. But in Jeremiah, was it Jeremiah or Isaiah? One of those two books. The Most High says, I was the husband of Israel. And the word husband is Baal. But you saw that Israel went after the bad Baal. Because when you see Baal again, it's describing a bad spirit energy entity civilization replete with corrupt, filthy, demonic, fallen angel, demonic, bad, evil spirit energy entities. But we want to be with Yahuwah as our Baal. We want to be with the Baal leadership that is with Yahuwah as the supreme Baal husband of ourselves as the true Israel. So we have to study the definitions of the words and understand the scientific reality. Further, on the definition of spirit, we understand good angels, we understand fallen angel, demonic evil spirits, but we understand the good gods and goddesses, Elohim, angel, spirit, energy, entities that are good, the good Baal, the good governors, the good leaders like Minister Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Martin Luther King, Fannie Lou Hamer. These are the good angel entities. These are the good men and women who were inhabited by good angelic spirit energy entities. But then you have those that have been inhabited by the fallen angels, the fallen Elohim, the fallen Theos, the fallen gods and goddesses, the evil spirit energy entities. Now, further on this definition of spirit, we see the spiritual nature of Christ, higher than the highest angels and equal to God, the divine nature of Christ. Now, sisters and brothers, I say once again, we are from the same substance as Christ. We are from the same waters of noon. Is it Hebrews that talks about man made lower than the angels? Or is that Psalm, what chapter is that? Psalm 2, where it talks about who is man that you should be mindful of, made lower than the angels and given power to rule over creation? That's a paraphrase. I believe that's Psalm 2. Somewhere in Psalm, we read of man, meaning man and woman, mankind, made lower than the angels and given power to rule this universe, rule this creation. Then we get the same description of Christ in the book of Hebrews. Well, I have to conclude that man is Christ. Man is Christ, and we were above the angels, but now in the flesh made lower than the angels and given the power to rule this universe by the Almighty. And our original nature is the nature of Christ, but we have fallen and become corrupted and become inhabited by the fallen angels, the demons, the wicked, evil spirit energy entities. So we must rise above that and recapture our original nature, which is the nature of Christ. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.